Good Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Always incredible schus to be together, to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh, especially during the days of Adar. Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, you know, is a, we all know, is not just a song, but a Gemara. They first Torah, of the Marbin B'Simcha. And as Heligayish Kodesh taught us, even when it's difficult, even when there's so much going on that brings us down, Marbim B'Simcha, through Torah, through Amuna, through being together in times like this, nights like this, to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. Chaver, all the Torah Center, the Chizkul Zoris, being sponsored anonymously, you know, we've been davening, we've been learning for Yaakov and Sarah, for Refuos and Yeshuos, Baruch Hashem, this past week, it was big Besuras Tovos, Mirat Hashem, it should come to fruition, and should be lead to bigger refuos and yeshuos, but it was a nice, good week, and with Besuras Tovos. So first of all, you know, important just to give hoidu l'Hashem ki tov kilum chasto, that along the journey, even when things are not yet perfect, when he still needs Yaakov and Tzaro's, and his chesed, Noev Yisrael, an incredible person, someone that's very close to me, in every single way, he needs continued refuas and yeshuas. You have to keep in davening for him. It's important also along the road, along the way, to give Akar Satov, to give the Eibishter Akar Satov for all that he does. And I want to thank, just give Akar Satov to the Eibishter for the Besuras Tovos that has come, and Mir Tashem continue to daven in the Schus of the Torah, the Schus of the Tefillos, for Yaakov and Tzar, for complete refuas shleima, Besoch Shar Chal Yisrael. So Megillah begins, Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh hu Achashverosh. And the Medrash on these words is a very interesting Medrash, which we have to understand tonight. On the words Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh, and the words really Achashverosh. You know, we all know famously throughout the Megillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is not found explicitly, is not found, Megillah is not found in a real, revealed fashion. We're going to talk much about this tonight and understand it in a deeper way. It's hinted to in various fashions, in various ways. And the famous, anytime it says HaMelech by itself, could be understood also as the Melech Malchim Lachim, other Ramazim. The Medrash says in the word Achashverosh, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'achrish Vereishis Shelo. A little bit of a play of words on Achashverosh. Achashverosh, Achris Vereishis, Ach Vereish, Shelo. The end and the beginning is him. I mean, what does exactly that mean? On a simple level, it means like, basically, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above Zman, above time. He was here at the very beginning, he'll be here at the very end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'achris V'reishis Shelo. But we have to understand this remez. We know the other Ramazim, specifically one of the famous ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hinted to in the Megillah, is in the method of Rashi Tevosh and Sofei Tevosh. For example, Parakei, Pasuk Dalid, Vatomer Esther, Im HaMelech Tov. Esther said to the king, if it's good for the king, Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom. Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom. That the king and Haman should come to this party, El Amishta, which eventually Esther's going to call out Haman. But Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom is Yud He Vav Ke, right? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Again, this is the first party, eventually the second party. But here, Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom is Rashi Tevos of Hashem's name, of Shem Havaya. So we have a hint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu right here. Another we find in the seventh parak, that was Parakei. Parak Zayin, Pazuk Zayin. This is already at the second party. This is when already Esther Malka points out Achashverosh is trying to, Esther Malka points out that Haman's trying to kill her nation. V'melech kam b'chamaso. He got up in anger, he goes out to El Ginas Abisan, we all know the story, right? He goes into the gardens of the palace. The Haman Omad Lavakish al Nafsho, Meester Amalka, Haman gets up and tries to plea on behalf of Esther, plea on his life. And the Pasuk says, then ki ra ki kolsa a love hara. Ki ra because he saw ki kolsa a love hara meis amelech. That Akash Baruch, that I'm sorry, here it's not Akash Baruch. The Melech Achashverosh already, he's made a definitive decision to like destroy him. And on the words ki kolsa a love hara are sofei tevos yudke vavke. Ki kolsa a love hara. So we see Rashi tevos, we see sofei tevos. And now we see Achashverosh, Zachar Baruch Hu she'achris v'reisha shalom. Now obviously, we all know all of this hidden nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the famous theme we've all learned about. The famous theme of Purim, the nister nature of the Ribbono Shel Olam Vadas, is to teach us in the deepest of ways, and we have to know this and believe this, and it has to be etched in our heart that even when we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Begila, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so far from us, He's right there by our side. When I say He's never so far, He's so far maybe in our eyes, but He's right there by our side, and we have to know that always, and that's the entire Yesod of Purim. That's the entire Yesod of Purim on the deepest of levels, and it's something we've heard before and we've learned before, and that's why we only see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beramazim, we only see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all these hints, not Begiloy, to say that He's always here, hidden, behind the scenes. We can't forget that for one moment. Every single one of us goes through nisyonos. Every one of us in life goes through challenges. Some bigger and some smaller. Nisyonos of machlos, nisyonos of people who are unwell, who are sick. Nisyonos with parnasa, nisyonos with shiduchim, nisyonos with midterms. Even that's a nisayon, it's annoying, it's hard. Whatever the nisayon might be. You have to know, even in the darkest of times, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems so far away, He's there. He's by our side. It was amazing. It was amazing today in DRS. Einav Danino came and spoke. Einav Danino is the mother of Ori Danino. Ori Danino, Ori Bezras Hashem. Ori Danino is a hostage who, Bekarov Mamish, Ori Ben Einav Efrat should be freed Bekarov along with all the hostages. We're davening every single day. And Ori Danino, he was taken from the Nova Festival. He was one of these stories that we know of that he was in his car leaving the Nova Festival. He could have gotten out. And he went back to try to help other people. If I'm not mistaken, I believe other people that he met there, not even close friends. He says, how can I leave when other people that I know are there? He went back. And it's when he went back that he was taken hostage. Went back to help others. Some of the guys asked the mother, tell us a little bit about Ori, about his character. He says, you'll never find the picture without him smiling like Mamish from year to year. I can imagine, just to have her in our base medrash today. Sometimes moments during these last months since October 7th, obviously, Libi B'Mizrach, but let's be real, let's be honest, there are moments when, I don't want to say forget, we never fully forget it somewhere, but like we move on a little bit. We move back, Baruch Hashem, but we're involved in other things. We're involved in other things in our life, and like there are moments when we're not thinking about it, it's not on the forefront of our minds. And then you have somebody like this come and speak, and you're reminded how many Jews, how many Yidden are suffering every single moment of every single day since October 7th? Imagine, right? Imagine every single family member of each hostage that's still a hostage. Imagine every single family member of all the soldiers that were killed. Imagine every single family member of every single person that was killed on October 7th. All suffering. In very real ways. And then the whole country, meaning a lot of us have been there, but ultimately it's just so long time. If you live up north, if you live down south, at a Talmud, Chashev Talmud, Ari Weiss, he was over today. Ari lives in Eretz Yisrael. Ari served, he was in Gaza for 3-4 months straight. his unit, it's like just blowing up tunnels, blowing up buildings. Some of the soldiers with him were killed right next to him. Killed right next to him, you know, and he's telling me about it. Mamish, it's real. And he's going back. He's out now for a little bit. He came back with his children. He came here, but he's going back. Probably said beginning of week into April, perhaps he's going back. Probably going to be up north, he thinks. Giving his every giving be moisir nefesh for each and every one of us. It's very real, just reminded. But then to hear a Nav Danino speak. Here's a woman whose son is a hostage. We have no idea, being tortured. And what did she say? She says, every morning I wake up and I say, Toda la Abba lekoshi. Thank you, Abba, for my difficulties. Because I know they could even be worse. And I know that it's a challenge that somehow I could deal with. And I know that deep down you're watching over and orchestrating all. This is what she said to us in the Beis Medrash today. This, while she's going through it, in the moment. Not after the fact, Lama Freya. Not after the fact. In the moment. It's easy in the end to look back. In the moment of grief, in the moment of darkness. Right now. Right now. Ravoda is right now, even in the Nistar. You know, the halach is Akarias Megillah L'mafreya Lo Yatza. Very famous idea. What's L'mafreya? L'mafreya is retroactively means you get to the end and then you go back and see that it was all good. No. If you have to wait until the end, you have to wait till the end, till all the Gula and Yeshua come, Lo Yatza. As if to say, in the moment you already have to know Hashem is with you. You can't just only see it in the end when everything is solved and then go back and piece it together. Piece it together in the middle. Know that there's pieces happening and Hashem's watching over. She said that she went. She was told not to. People said it would be too hard, but she decided she had to. She went to go see. She wanted to go see and find, at least a way of connection, the mother, Ori's car. He was driving in a car. He was leaving the Nova Festival and he was going back when terrorists overtook his car and he was taken hostage. That's what happened. She was told it's not, she shouldn't, it would be too difficult, but she wanted to. I guess she wanted that some connection, the car where he was last. And she goes and, you know, the Makom down south, some of us were there where they have all the cars. I wish hundreds of cars, it's scary to think about it. You see this many cars burnt and riddled with bullets. And she sees all these cars like burnt to a crisp. And then she finally finds Ori's car. And Ori's car, she said, was not burnt, but was mamish, riddled, bullets everywhere. And she said, in this spot, she looked up to the Shmayim and she said, Mizmor Soda. And she was with a few police officers there. And they asked her, I don't understand, how are you saying Mizmor Soda? Your son's a hostage. She says, because I see the car, he could have been killed, and he could have been in like those cars, burnt to a crisp. I have to thank Hashem that he wasn't killed. And she said, Mizmor Soda, right there. It's normal. She said, the officer started crying. They couldn't. Mizmor Soda. In the moment. Toda lekoshi. In the moment. It's deepest. And this is real. This is what we have to feel. The Halakha of Kedushas Levi, the Bartitchever, says, that's why we specifically say Al Nisim on Purim and on Chanukah, and not on Pesach. Pesach is tremendous nisim, right? We're gonna be at the Seder not long from now, and talking about the Tamakos, and talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, talking about all the spectacular miracles that Hashem performed for us. Yeah, we don't say Al Nisim in Shemona Esrei of Pesach. There's so many miracles. We were saved. Both Chanukah and Purim. We're benister. I know you might not have heard it like this about Chanukah before, but think about it for a minute. The Gilui of Chanukah was post the whole war. Post when the Yeshua was over, really. The Nez Nigle of Chanukah was only, yes, that the oil was found and lasted 8 days, which was an insignificant miracle after the Yeshua, really. It was unnecessary for the Yeshua. The Yeshua itself was also a Nez Nister, just like Purim. The Yeshua itself were these 13 yeshiva bachrim the Chashmonaim defeating the Greek army, which was incredible, but Benister, in a hidden fashion, and Purim Vad is Benister, and we say specifically, Al HaNisim, that we want to appreciate those miracles. Because those are the miracles you and I need to appreciate today. Because guess what? If it's all about the revealed miracles, we don't have that tzchus. We don't have that. We have to open up our eyes a little bit wider and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Benister. So specifically, we want to appreciate more so Chanukah and Purim. B'nei Sosker says it so beautifully, Chavra. Everybody knows B'nei Sosker and Chanukah. B'nei Sosker and Purim is gewalt, I'm telling you. Just open up and just learn from the beginning of Purim. Piece after piece. So he says that in the beginning on Purim, in piece Ches, he says, Dihine b'nisan nisgalu nisim nigalim levay olam. In Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into the world, revealed miracles of that were revealed miracles. Aval hanhagas ha-teva, but the world of teva, of nature, eich HaKadosh Baruch Hu manhigam b'cheftso v'rtzono b'ashkochaso ha-kol proper prat. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading and bestowing His will on every little detail. HaKol b'hashkocha nifla. All with incredible, wondrous hashkocha. Lo nis emes adayin l'chol bayolam. It was not yet understood and known in a truthful way to the whole world after Pesach. La'oston she'enu b'nei b'nehal shel Torah. If you weren't someone who was a deep student of Torah, what did you see? You saw the God of revelations. But when there are no revelations, maybe there's something called Teva. Maybe there's something called nature. For you soivrim, they thought, Shashem is Baruch, Master Olam Olativim. God, yes, initially created the world and gave it over to nature. Nature is just running the world. The way scientists believe. Hema kochavim ma'azolos. You have the stars, you have the constellations. And that's how your nature is going according to the rulership of the constellations. But God stepped out, basically. But when came the miracle of Adar, the miracle of Purim, that was a natural miracle, it was within the confines of nature. Therefore, if a pigain is vadil chol be'oldom ki yad Hashem asa zos, the whole world knew God did this. Lo nistapik shum ben odom lo marjoy inyan zem emikra b'zulas argarach of mashkiach. No one could ever deny the fact that God was involved orchestrating every single moment of that story. Azai oz nisvadil chol, then it became known to all. Shigam hanhogaz ateva hu akol bashkocha nifla meis hamashkiach baruch. People understood that every little thing that happens in this world, everything is from the Eibishter. Listen, I have to read these words. They're so beautiful. And it's true that maybe this is something we've learned before. But like the Mesil Shasharim says in his Akdama, I'm not telling you anything that's not known by you already. Sometimes we need the chizik. Because if we live with this, it's a different life. Memela kol iske olam, the chol inyanav, shekona adam. Everything in this world that a person acquires, osher, one's wealth, and achasim, one's possessions, hakol hi bashkocha mashgiach. It's all from hashkocha, it's all from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'lo yosef al yigra adam berov ishtadlus v'charitzas. And with all your effort, which is important, God created the world where we do need to put in ishtadlus. We listened to last week's share, machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. But even with all that effort, in reality, we do nothing to gain more than was going to come our way the whole time. God just created the world where in order to gain the hashpa, the wealth, the sustenance that He's going to give us, we have to put in ishtadlus, but ultimately, it's, whatever ishtadlus we put in, it's still going to be the same amount. Don't ever chas v'shalom say, I did this, I earned this money. Rak yodim levava. One more line is read. Know with your whole heart. Hashem is baruch hamashgiach. Hashem is watching over. He's the only one giving us any ability. He's the one only giving us everything. Everything's from the Eibishter. If we live with this, if we live with that understanding, it's a different life. Most, MS, I'm going to tell you something. Most of the struggles that people go through, I don't mean that we won't have nisyonos. Later people get sick and people have struggles, but the struggles, the mental struggles with whatever is going on in your life is because you forget all of this. Because if you knew all this, bring it on, Eibishter. I can handle anything because I know you're by my side. I know you're orchestrating it all. I know, therefore, deep down somehow this is good. And I'm okay. Put all the therapists and psychiatrists out. Put them all out of business. If we actually had utmost emunah in understanding that Hashem, even when it's so hidden, is by our side. Emes. Emes Shmamito. And that's why it is. After, imagine the following. After Kriyas Yamsuf, after seeing Ten Makos, that same door, that same... Sorry, we don't have your chair. You could go get it if you want to bring your chair. I don't know if... Whatever you want, Kobe. Or you could, we have a chair. He needs people that need Makom Kavua, you know. After all the Nisim Gluyim, all the revealed miracles, after all of that, where you think in that, that's... We say, if I saw God clearly, if I saw God in revealed miracles, that's when, for sure, I never again would I doubt it. Never again would I not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu bislavas, with all b'tchilu rechimo, with all ava and yira. And what do Klal Yisrael say in Parshas B'Shalach? What did Klal Yisrael say? Hayesh Hashem b'kerbeinu amayin. They have such words right before Amalek comes to fight with us. B'Shalach, after right before Vayava Amalek. Hayesh Hashem, that led to Vayava Amalek, clearly. Hayesh Hashem, they're doubting, is God with us anymore? Because if your whole relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only when it's so revealed, the moment he's not revealed, I'm questioning, I'm besafik. That was Pesach. And therefore, the Bnei Yisrael is teaching us that ultimately, I want to be a Purim Dikiyid. I want to be someone that knows that Hashem is by my side, even when it's so hidden. Now we can come back, you know, before we get to Achashverosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shachas Reish Shelo, we saw that we have all these Ramanim and Rashi Tevos and Sofer Tevos. So my Rebbe Yomori, the Shvil Pinchas, has such a beautiful idea. And then we're going to bring it all together. My Rebbe, the Shvil Pinchas, he says something incredible. He says, Rosh Yetevos, you have to piece it together. So you see the first letter of the first word, and then you have a bunch of letters, then you see the first letter of the second word, and then a bunch of letters, and the first letter of the third word, right? And then again, you have to piece it together. And there's a lot in between. And Sofei Tevos is the same way. He says, thus is Purim. Meaning, thus is a Yid who's able to know Hashem is by his side always. There will be confusion. There will be things that we don't understand. But then you piece together the moments of light. You piece together the Chochma Elokis that you have through your Torah and through Tefillah. And you piece together your Hargashas Alev. And you piece it all together. And you know, even though there might be confusion in the middle, and you don't have all the answers, and you're not seeing God always, He's here. Upper, there's all this space in between. There's all this darkness in between. There's all this confusion in between. He's here. He's by my side. That's what Rashi Tevos and Sofei Tevos say. And maybe it takes time to put it together. You won't see it all at the beginning. You only see it at the end. At the end, you'll see it. But you have to know it the whole time. Maybe the Pasuk in Yeshaya and Perek Mem Dalet has meant this as well. Koamar Hashem El Chisrael, Mem Dalet Vav. V'golo Hashem Tzvakos. So says Hashem, V'golo, the Redeemer. You know when we're Redeemer? You know when there's redemption? Ani rishon v'ani achron. Umeyabaladai ein Elokim. Pashupshat, I'm all the way at the beginning, I'm all the way at the end. Without me, there's no other God. But maybe we could say, Ani rishon, I'm the Rashi tevos. V'ani achron, I'm the Sofei tevos. When you know that, you have gula. When you know that, when you know and believe in Rashi tevos and Sofei tevos, when you believe there could be confusion in the middle, but still the Ravoni Shalil. That's the Ramazim. And maybe that as well, the Heilige Shvil Pinchas says, the Rem is Achashverosh, Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'achris Veracious Shalom. Achris, the end, the last letters, the Sofei tevos, Veracious, and the first letters, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning we have to be a Yid that believes in Rashi tevos and Sofei tevos. A Yid that believes that even if I don't see the full, it's not all Begila, it's not Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's space in between, there's darkness in between. Not everything is clear. Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'achris Veracious Shalom. That's the opening line of the Esther, the Medrash. V'yi b'mei Achashverosh, Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'achris Veracious Shalom. Know that from the beginning. Know that right away. That there is Achris Veracious. There's Rashi Tevos and Sofei Tevos. It's huge. Chaver, oh, just don't ever forget that. That's Purim. That's what it means to Purim Degi. You know, Purim Davod is to be, we said this Remez before. I don't remember where I saw this Remez originally. I don't think it's my own. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you have Ramazim and you don't... It became Purim Dik, right? Purim's Gematra 336. First of all, that's Yesh Hashem. Yesh Yud Kei Vav Kei. No, it's all... Everything's Hashem. Yesh Yud Kei Vav Kei. 336. But it's also, we've said this here before, I think, over the years. It could be so long ago this Chevra wasn't here. I don't know. You never know. You know, it's been a long time, Baruch Hashem. How many days are in the Jewish calendar, Chevra? 354, right? How many of those days are Yom Tov Midaraisa? How many days Yom Tov Midaraisa? If you don't have to calculate, the Gra famously talks about it, especially when he talks about Purim and Chanukah, be mashlim them. They're 18. 18 days Yom Tov Midaraisa. Why? How do you get? You have 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, 1 day Shmini Atzeres. Again, Midaraisa, not Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. It's 15. 1 day of Shavuos, 16. 1 day of Yom Kippur, 17. Rosh Hashanah is considered Yom HaRichta. And that's the whole reason why we make a Shech. We have a new fruit on the second night. We're unsure. It's what we. But Derech B'Torah, we look at it as one long day. So it's 18 days. What's 354 minus 18? 336. Purim's Gematria 336, meaning what? Yontav is v'samach v'chagecha. Yontav is man simchasenu. So you have 18 days of simcha, but you have 336 other days in the year. Comes Purim and says, I can be b'simcha every day. All those are days also. How? Yesh Hashem. To know achris v'reish shalom. To know that even if it's unclear, and even if it doesn't seem so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by my side every single moment. And believe it and know it. You look around, the chevra, a lot of the chevra, some of the chevra here started dating or will start dating. Dating can get confusing. It's not a day that goes by. It's not a day that goes by that people, young men, young women, don't call out to me and call and text to discuss dating and confusion and should I go out again? Should I not go out again? Why this person end with me? Should I go out with this person? Should I go out with that person? And then a lot of just bilbulim. Yesh Hashem, it's all good. You still have the questions because you have to, but you do it benachas and do it besimcha. When you have a moon, you get through it in a beautiful way. I'm not saying there aren't questions. There are questions. There's space in between the Rosh Hashanah and the Sefer Tevos. There are questions. But I know it's all orchestrated by Hashem, so I'm going to do it besimcha benachas and not get down and not get frustrated. Emunah. Sometimes I think people have emunah in it. It's like it works in every other area except for dating, you know? Even though dating's one, the Chazal, the Medrash says that Acher Shishim Mei Bereishis, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing all day? He's Meshadach Shiduchim. Yeah, we're going to believe in Hashem in every other area except for Shiduchim. It's like, maybe Zel, but then maybe the Yitzhar is working strong but because of that Chazal, you know? Could be. This is Purim, to know that Hashem is by our side every moment, even Barashi Tevos and Sofi Tevos, Achris Bereisha Shalom. But let's talk about one other way to understand this whole entire Medrash again. Another way to understand, we opened up Vayihi B'mei Achashverosh, and the Medrash says Achashverosh, Achadosh Baruch Hu, She'achris V'reisha Shalom. What's this telling me? She'achris V'reisha Shalom. So Shmuel Pinchas has another way to look at it. There's a very famous Rashi. Chevra knows this Rashi, I think. Should know the Rashi. The Rashi, we're going to Mirat Hashem lay in the Pasuk on Purim morning. Purim morning. Where do we read from Purim morning, Chevra? By Yavo HaMalek, right? The end of B'Shalach. It's interesting. Chevra knows it. Purim morning laning is different than any other laning the entire year. What's the difference? Nothing to be, right? You learn the third parak of Megillah. Daf Chaf Aleph of Megillah tells us anytime you lane, you should have at least 10 psukim. It goes through the Gemara there in Chaf Aleph and Beis, goes through different reasons why you have 10. Asar Mamaros, Asar Batlanim, right? Chevra should be holding Megillah. We have to be holding him. It's Purim, right? So, but there's one time the whole year you only, when you lane, and you don't lane at least 10 psukim, right? The whole Gemara there goes, so who, if you have 10, you're gonna, who's going to lane 4 psukim? Because 10 divided by 3 is not exact. You have one extra pasuk. Who's going to take it? Kohen, Levi, goes all through different, right? Remember, it goes through all different rayas, who should get it. But one time a year, we only have 9 psukim per morning, because it's all one parsha, one idea, all that amalek. And if you added any psukim, they'd have nothing to do with it, so they let us lay in 9-3 each aliyah. And the last pasuk, Vayomer ki yod al kes ka. Yod al kes ka. The hand of Amalek is on the throne of Hashem. Kes ka. What do we usually say is a throne? Not case, but kisei. And what is Hashem's name generally? Yod ke vav ke. Yes, we know he has a name ka, but that's not the normal name. So what's kes ka? So Rashi there says, he gives a famous idea from Chazal. Nishba, Kadosh Baruch Hu swore, "Shein Shemo Shalom Ven Kiso Shalom At Sheyimcha Shemo Shal Amalek Kulo." Until we destroy Amalek, there's no question we're seeing Amalek again in our days. Many explain that Amalek is seen in our worst of enemies that want to destroy us in such a way, such as Hamas. And hopefully, this is the last time we know that. Gula is going to come. One of the steps is from destroying Amalek. So we're hoping, we're davening. This is exactly what it's going to be. Mamash Purim time. No more opportune time right now. Purim, Pesach, times of Gula. We have to wait for Pesach. We'll do it. No farther than that, Rabbi Nishalom. Let's be real. It's enough. Hey, Nav Danino in the Dearest Beis Medrash today. It's mother of a hostage, Ori. She said that it was her 10-year-old's birthday. And they tried to make for a 10-year-old to have a birthday party, have a cake. She was making a wish. Okay, I'm not going to get into minhagim of wish or not. It's a tefillah. What is a wish? A tefillah. I think one of the maybe the mother said, like, "You're going to wish that we're going to be Zoha to see Ori soon." This 10-year-old looked at her mother and says, "That's not what I'm going to wish for." And she's taken aback. "That's not what you're going to wish for. Why should I wish just for Ori? I'm going to wish for Mashiach. So that all the hostages are freed and all Gula comes and all Yeshua comes." Imagine that didn't shake all heavens. So we're waiting this long. It's time. It's time. Time to destroy Amalek. It's time for Gula. It's time for no more pain. It's time for no more soldiers having to put their lives at risk for us every single moment. I don't know. You know, at the beginning of this all, we were davening so much and nonstop. Are we davening the way we should be davening for this? Are we thinking about the Yidden the way we should be thinking about our brothers and sisters?
We need Geula. We need a daven. Because we're still Yod Al Kes Ka. Kadosh Baruch, we see. Kadosh Baruch Hu's kisei is not Shalem, and his name is not Shalem. Have a raya. Look at the world. It's disgusting how they think about us, how they protest against us. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Hashem's glory should be filling the whole world, and the whole world should be so different than it is right now. We're davening. So Rashi said, Yod al Kes Ka, Shein Shemo Shalom, Ein Kiso Shalom. So his name's not whole and his throne's not whole. So it's case. He's missing an aleph. It's Ka, it's Yud Hei, the missing of Vav Hei. The Vav Hei missing, the aleph is missing. Yod al Kes Ka. This is what Rashi tells us. It's fascinating, Rashi. Sounds right. It's famous, but it sounds like Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus to say such a thing. It's Pasha Rashi. We see the depth of Torah. Maybe that's what we mean to say, those of us that daven and sechsvard, hein ga'alti eschem achris kereishis. You know when the gulos come, when achris kereishis. The achris, the end of the name, is kereishis. We have reishis, yurei. Yurei is revealed. But the achris, the vavei, should come back. Amalek's holding on to that vavei. Vavei, keneged the yur aleph alufa esov. Vavei, the 11, oror, and kisavo. You know what else is 11? Haman and his 10 sons. That's the Vav Hei. They grabbed onto it. So we need to bring it back together. The Umos Oilam, our enemies, Hamas, Amalek, are disconnecting the Yud Hei from the Vav Hei. We see this in Eicha. In Eicha, the Pasuk says in the first parak, in the 10th Pasuk, Ki ra'as agoyim bo migdasha. Ki ra'as agoyim bo migdasha. Ki rasa boya mikdasha sofetevas yurei vave. Ki rasa ba'u mikdasha. But there's a word in between. What's separating the yurei from the vave? Goyim. The umas oilam, our enemies. The enemies are still keeping it that the yurei is not connected to the vave. We see this by Paro as well, but here I think is part of the yesod. Parshas bo, perek tes, pasuk of zayin. Pasuk says, and here it's Rashi that Vayishlach Paro v'ikra l'Moshe l'Aaron v'yomer leim chatosi apam Hashem atzadik v'ani v'ami arshoim. One of those times, you know, of course he's always pulling back. But Paro is saying, what Paro says, I've sinned, Hashem is righteous, and I and my nation are rishoim, are wicked. If you take Rashi Tevos, Hashem hatzadik yudhei v'ami harishoim vavhei. But there's also a word disconnecting the Yud Hei from the Vav Hei because that's where we're at now. Vani. Now you could say that's Paro saying again, just like the Goyim and Paro, our enemies always are looking to disconnect Yud Hei from Vav Hei. But I want to say maybe that's also already teaching us the Tikkun. Vani. When a person is about himself, when a person is Gaivadik, when a person is trusting Koich V'yotim Yadi, when a person is not Mevatel himself to the Eibishter, when a person doesn't realize that everything in my life is only Ribbono Shel'olam. I'm only here because Ribbono Shel'olam wills me to be here at this moment. My whole life is just his kashrus to the Ribbono Shel'olam, connection to the Ribbono Shel'olam. My whole life is only that the Eibishter is with me. And that's why I have the ability to breathe, the ability to see, the ability to hear. My whole life, anything that I want is only going to come from the Ribbono Shel'olam. All my parnasos are from the Ribbono Shel'olam. My shidduch is from the Ribbono Shel'olam. My children are from the Ribbono Shel'olam. It's all Baruch Baruch Hu. Of course, I have to put in hishtadlus, so I'm in school and I'll get a job. But with all that hishtadlus, I know it's all Ribbono Shel'olam. Well, but that's the opposite of Vani. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. Ve'ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol adam. Humility. It doesn't mean you don't understand your kochos. I understand that I could have it. I understand I have a good brain to learn. A good brain. I understand I have kochos to help people. But I'm emes. It's all from Hashem. So I'm nothing. Nothing. But when I think Vani, I'm something, that's when I put that separation between Yud Kei Vav Kei. So maybe that's already telling us the answer. Those of us who say L'shem Yichud, those who say that beautiful tefillah, to help be mechazek and have kavanos in our mitzvos, whether you do or you don't, everybody does it by Sfiras Omer, right? You know about it. Lel Seder, Latzei. What do we say? We want the mitzvahs that the voda, the goal is the yached shem yurei bevave, because that's going to be gula, that's going to be redemption. Yurei bevave. You know what I think? This is all, it's on a little bit of a deeper level, though Vani brings it home, but I think there's another yisod here. What's yurei? So we know, bring it home for us to understand also another way. Everybody knows that each month of the year has a different pasuk with either Rashi Tevos or Sofei Tevos, which tells us our whole life is to understand that God, the Rabbi Shalom, is running the world even if half the pieces together, Rashi Tevos or Sofei Tevos, right? So most of the months are hard to remember, and they're all out of order. So, for example, Tammuz is connected to pasuk Zeh Einenu Shava Li. Zeh ends in a Vav, Einenu ends in a Hey, Shava ends in a Hey, Li Yud. So you give, okay, backwards Sofei Tevos, right? Each month has a different psukim like this. Good? What else? El or Tishrei? Staka Tia Lanu Ki. Is that El or Tishrei? I forget now. Staka Tia Lanu Ki. Utstaka ends in Hey. Tia, Hey. Lanu Vav, Li, Yud. So it's Hey, Hey, Vav, Yud. For Yosef Yuke Vavke. The only month that has it, Rashi Tevos, in order. The only month that has an order is what? The month of Nisan. Nisan is Seder, Nisan's order. And as Yud Ke Vav Ke, Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Arts. That's the pasuk. So what is Yud He? Yismuchu Hashemayim. Yud He is always here. Everybody know God is up in heaven. Yismuchu Hashemayim, the joy in heaven. V'Sogel Arts is a recognition, understanding. He's also down with us every moment. And unfortunately, with Amalek, and with when we're falling, we forget that. We forget he's with me. I know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam that runs the world. But I know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam above. No, he's with me every moment. He's with every soldier in Gaza. He's with every single hostage. And he's with Arya Cohen right here in Cedars, New York at Chvesnish at 12:20 on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Pekudei, as we get ready for the Yantav Purim. He's right here. And even though sometimes I'm dealing with life situations in people's life that seem impossible to figure out, been dealing with one this week, Mamish, Hashem should bring Shuos, Mamish, Bakarov, such a difficult situation, so hard for this family. But I know Hashem is there and Hashem is with us. V'sagel Aretz. V'sagel Aretz, in everything that we do. You know a way to be able to do this, Chevra? It's hard to prepare for the difficult situations in life. They hit you strongly. Lo Aleinu, you shouldn't know from them. We got to start seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that we do and know that everything we do is Avodas Hashem. And then we'll start to feel him. Even when it's not so clear. Share a story what I mean. This might seem mad. I was just thinking about the story earlier today. Tell you why, I was happened to be driving today when a lot of the buses were letting off. I saw this one bus let off a lot of kinder, a lot of kids from school. Cute little boys running off with their yarmulkes and sisters flying. And I thought of this old story that I read. I've said it over here once before for sure, but basically it was like the Bukharian neighborhood in Yerushalayim by Gula over there. And they had, in the yeshiva system, they had a lot of these places. They had a bus driver in this particular yeshiva that drove the bus from Yid. And he was a Baal Yerushalayim, he was a tzaddik, you know. Sat and learned most of the day, and drove the bus. And kids will be kids. Make, you know, somehow all craziness goes down on the bus. And kids, even if they're good all day on the bus, they let it all out. Maybe that's how they're able to be okay in school. I don't know. You hear about like the craziest stories of all time from the bus. Somehow kids learn everything they need to know in all of life from the bus. I'm even Yavin. You know, it's like the bus is a very dangerous place for kids. So this bus driver, again, as he was getting older and older, eventually it was like he just couldn't handle it anymore. And he went into the menahal, and the principal said, "You know what? I'm that's it. I'm going to retire." He says, "No, you can't. You're like another rebbe. We're about shemaim. You're a mensch to have such a good influence on the kids. We need you. We need you. You can't. You're not allowed." He said, "No, I've had enough. I want to retire. I want to just relax. I want to learn. I want to do my thing."
says, you can't just do that. You're too important. So they're going back. They decide, okay, we're going to go to Chacham Abba Shaul, one of the top Sephardic rabbis of the time, and we're going to ask him what to do. And they go to the and everyone agreed. The Manal and the bus driver agreed. Whatever he says, we're going to do. And they went to Chacham Abba Shaul. Chacham Abba Shaul looked at the bus driver and says, do you understand? Let me ask you a question. If you were Zoche to be called up to open up the Aron, take out the Sifrei Torah and Shul, is this a good kibbutz? By the way, by the Svardim, they hold like even bigger than by us, you know. Mamash, they hold the Tfilos by opening the Aron. That's when they say the Meshaberach. He says, wow, incredible, what a kibbutz. He says, do you understand something? Every single Yingla, every single child that's on your bus is a walking Sefer Torah. When you open up your door, it's like Psicha of the Aron. You're bringing them to sit and learn Torah. You're opening the Aron and letting the Torahs go and learn. He says, how could you retire? How could you retire? Of course you can't retire. And he walked away. He understood. He walked away and he understood. And he didn't retire. What is he saying? You have to look at this differently. You're not driving a bus. It's Avodas Hashem. And if we learn how V'sogel Aretz, bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into every aspect of our life, then suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of our life and everything, and I'm ready to handle whatever comes my way and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu then as well. You know, I heard in the other day, not the song I'm about to quote, but happened to be somewhere, and I heard a song from the Counting Crows. I don't know if Chevra's holding Counting Crows at all, but back in my high school days, still till today, I happen to love the Counting Crows. I don't really have time to listen much anymore, but big band, anyone know the Counting Crows? No, you could admit it. I'll admit it. Like, no, guys don't like to admit these things to Rebbe. I'm okay, fine. It is what it is. Anyways, Counting Crows. So their most famous song, not my favorite song of theirs, but the most famous song is the song that makes it like biggest on the radio. But the radio songs are different. Like, it doesn't mean it's their best song in my mind. Was the song Mr. Jones, right? So now some of the Chevra knows Mr. Jones. Yeah. No, okay, there. Thank you, Aaron. I love you. Be honest. Good. Be real. So Mr. Jones. So they had a line in Mr. Jones that I always think about. Gray is my favorite color. But what's pshat that I always felt? In life, you have white, you have black, and you have gray. What does that mean? As a yid. White are your mitzvahs, what I'm supposed to be doing, my davening, my learning, my chesed. Black are my averus. Not to steal, not to look at something inappropriate, not to eat non-kosher, right? But the truth is, if you think about the day, all of that will take up some of my day, but most of my day sometimes is like gray. Most of my day, it's not a mitzvah, it's not an avera, it's parv. It's like, if you're in school, you're working, you're working out, I don't know, whatever you're doing, it's gray. No. Kodesh Baruch Hu says gray is my favorite color. You know why? Gray is the opportunity for us to infuse Yiddishkeit, infuse Kodesh Baruch Hu into that as well. Gray is a bus driver who drives his bus and thinks of himself as opening up the Aron for each kid. Gray is a Yid who sits and eats like a mensch with brachos and says, this is why I have koyach so I can learn and I can daven and feel good about myself. And I run. So I was running today. I run and I do exercise. So shmartim nafshei seichem, because I want to take care of my body and so I can serve Kodesh Baruch Hu well. And I elevate it all. I bring godliness into everything. And when I start to bring godliness into every aspect, v'sogel aretz, into every aspect of my life, suddenly, I see Hashem in everything, and I could sense Him and feel Him, and even in the difficult times, He's by my side. Through that avodah. It's amazing, you know, Svarim point down, there are four main mitzvos of Purim, right? Well, you could say with a mem, mishloach manos, betel tzionim, mikra megillah, mishta, four main. Okay, and there are other minhagim and other parts, four main. Shema Vat, Yud Kei Vav Kei, to bring Yud Kei Vav Kei again together. Purim is all about elevating the mundane. Purim is all about eating and drinking, doing it L'Shei Mitzvah, giving presents, L'Shei Mitzvah, dancing, L'Shei Mitzvah. Yud Kei Vav Kei, bring it all together. That's the Avodah. So the Avodah is, first of all, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything, even when it's Russian Devos and Soviet Devos, but also, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'achris Vereishis Shalom.
So first, Achris Vereshis is Rashi Tevos, and know that he's there, even if there's confusion in between. But Achris Vereshis Shalom, meaning that not just is the Reshis Shalom, the Yud Kei, but the Achris is Shalom, the Vav Hei. That's the Yisod, and that's the opening words of the Megillah. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh, who Achashverosh, Zekar Baruch Hu, Achris Vereshis Shalom. Who? Hey Vav, Aleph. Yod Al Kes Ka. When Amalek grabs onto us and we're in Galus, case cut. We're missing the Aleph from Kisei and the Vav Hey from Yudke Vavke. Who Achashverosh? Who, with Vav Hey and Aleph, is brought down? When Achashverosh, Zakash Baruch Hu, Shachris Vereshah Shalom, Hengalti Eschem Achris Kareshah, to bring it all together. Rez Hashem, Baruch Hu, should be Zocha. Each and every one of us should be Zocha to see Akash Baruch Hu every moment in our lives, to live with Him, to infuse Him into everything that we do. You'll see, that's when we'll have the biggest simcha. We zoicha hinga alti yetchem achas creations with gula shlema with mashiach zakenu b'mehera b'yameinu.